From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A huge explosion in Bangkok. At least 18 people are dead. Scores were wounded in an explosion near a popular tourist site in the central part of the city. These tourists from Europe were not expecting such an event in Thailand.
Going to like the main tourist areas, I would probably feel fairly unsafe, but personally, I'm not too worried about it.
Our honeymoon and our vacation will go on, but with a very unsafe feeling.
Thai officials said the blast was intended to kill people and deliver a blow to Thailand's tourism industry. Hundreds of residents of Tianjin, China, who were displaced after last week's explosion, protested on Monday. They are demanding the government compensate them for damaged houses. The death toll from the disaster has now been put at 114. South Sudan's president, Salva Kiir, has refused to sign a peace agreement aimed at ending the country's 20-month civil war. His decision is the latest blow to peace talks between the government and rebels, sponsored by the East African bloc IGAD. Asked by VOA if this means the fighting in South Sudan will continue, a rebel spokesman said, apparently. The proposed agreement was signed Monday by rebel leader Riek Machar and the head of South Sudan's ruling party. Machar said the signing was not in vain.
I think the signing is meaningful. It's not meaningless. It is an expression that from our side, we want the war to come to an end. We want peace to prevail.
On the government's Twitter account, Mr. Kiir said, quoting now, "Peace that cannot be sustained cannot be signed." If you'd like to check out more on that story, take a look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.